Vava Kamachev 7, Mishnah 3, Ganav al Pishnaim, he says, steals, the two witnesses that he stole the animal. Vatava Chumacha al Pim, and also they give testimony that he sells it or he slaughters it. Vanimtu Zomimin, and then they are found to be Zomimim, Adim Zomimin. So we're going to get to Adim Zomimin, Marcus, but that is conspiring witnesses, witnesses who he didn't really steal it or sell it. They are conspiring, you know, they want to set him up. And then other witnesses come along later and they say, hey, you couldn't have been valid witnesses because on that day when you said you saw him slaughter it, you were with us. Mm. Right? So we know that the punishment in that case is whatever they tried to do to him, they get their punishment themselves. So Meshamim HaKol. So in that case, they pay the four, the five. They pay the whole thing, these conspiring witnesses. Ganav al Pishnam, if he steals it and two witnesses testify that he's stolen it. Vatava Chumach al Pishnam Acharim, and another two witnesses come and they say that he sold it or he slaughtered it. Eilu v'eilu nimtzu zomin, and then they're all found to be zomin witnesses, both sets of witnesses. So Rishonim Meshalmin Teshluma Kefil, the first witnesses, they pay the double. The kafel, the double. Because that's all they would have obligated him to do, pay the double. V'achroinim, but the second set of witnesses, Meshamin Tashlum HaShloisha, they pay three more times, because that's what they would have added onto his payment, right? He would have paid, let's say, four. So the first witnesses obligated him to pay the first, you know, the double, and they obligated him to pay the rest.
Would each of the witnesses paid that, or together they would pay?
I can't remember. It's also the Gemara and Marcus discusses it. I can't remember. But we'll see when we get there. Nimtza achronim zomim. If the second set of witnesses are found to be zomim, who mishalem teshlum kafel, then they pay the kafel. Vahein mishalmin teshlum shleisha. Sorry, hold on. Okay, so the first case we said was that that they both found to be Zomin witnesses, right? If they both found to be Zomin witnesses, then the first set pay the double, and the second set pay the. But if only the second set of witnesses are found to be Zomin, and the first set are found to be genuine, then he pays the double because the guy, because he is a thief. There's a good way, right? And the second set of witnesses, they pay Shlosha, they pay the three, because that's all that they would have caused him to pay. Echad min achronim zomim, if one of the second set of witnesses is found to be zomimim, batla edushnia, then the second set of testimony is mevatel, because you've only got one witness over there, but he pays nothing, because you've got to have two witnesses that are zomimim in order for them to pay, but not one. Echad min arishonim zomim, and if one of the first witnesses is found to be a zomim witness, then batla kola edus, then all of their testimony is nullified. Shem ein geneva, because there's no actually testimony that he stole it. And if there's no testimony of stealing, ain't tvichav ain't mechira, then you know the fact that he slaughtered it or sold it on is irrelevant.